What's up?
Let's
T-minus
go, boys.
6 days till the draft. Six days
until Trevor Lawrence gets picked.
Wait, actually, it would be 5 days, 22 hours.
22 hours and 59 minutes.
All right. Final mock draft until the actual draft. Let's see how accurate this is going to be. This is going to be fun. I'm going to say how Trevor Lawrence goes to the Washington football team.
Yeah.
All right. Would you like to take the honors of who the number one pick will be?
All right. So with the first overall pick, let's not waste any time. Let's get to it. The Jaguars select Trevor Lawrence. I mean, everyone knew since this time last year that Trevor Lawrence would be the first pick in the draft. So, yeah, that's all I got to say. Everyone knows.
Did you see the thing where, like, this high school coach was like, Trevor Lawrence would be fine without playing football. He'd be fine just passing on the game. Like, people were getting all, like, scared. Like, what? Is he not going to try in the NFL? Is he just going to quit or something like that? There was, like, stuff about that, but... There's going to be rumors like that happening throughout this week till the draft, even after, just to get people a little scared of what's going to happen. Next up, we got the Jets pick. Here, I think this is pretty obvious. It's going to be I have them going Zach Wilson, with their best quarterback on the depth chart being James Morgan. Zach Wilson is a good pick, and I feel like he already knows what's happening. He's been talking to Sanchez, Chad Pennington. I forget who the last one was. But he's been talking to Jets quarterbacks, trying to, you know, find out how the organization is, like trying to get tips from them, just getting prepared for that terrible Jets offense that he's going to be stuck trying to run. Hopefully they get him some help in this draft class.
Yeah, I have them going Zach Wilson as well, so let's not waste any time. All right, three, I believe we had different picks for this one. The Niners, I have them going Mac Jones. George and I have talked about this in the past. You know, I don't think you trade up to three for a guy like Mac Jones with below average athleticism and arm talent. But I think Shanahan wants to play to his system, not necessarily the quarterback. And I don't think they have time to wait around for a guy like Justin Fields or Trey Lance to be able to develop. And so I think they'll go with what I believe the second most pro-ready quarterback, Mac Jones, here. Big red flag, you know, for me is that he's never really played under pressure. Like, not under pressure, but obviously he's played in some big-time games. But he's never played from behind. He's had the best offensive line in the country. And like 70% of his passes were to guys with more than 5 yards of separation. So, you know, this has the writing on the wall of a Daniel Jones with the elite ball placement. But, you know, I think this will be the pick.
I have them going Justin Fields here. I just think that we got a little that head coach of the Niners got a little too much PTSD from Mac Jones' pro day, seeing him overthrow the deep ball, seeing that same throw being overthrown in the Super Bowl that most likely would have won them the game. I feel as though even though Mac Jones may be a better fit for the system they run, that system I feel is going to change soon because they really don't have that. Their solid line is kind of dwindling down, and also their running back core wasn't that three running backs they can have vertically run and have that zone run, put one in. And I feel that Mac Jones is really good in the system they have right now in that zone run scheme, the vertical run. But Justin Fields is a better quarterback for just being all around and also would fit way better in just any offense. And just help that team out much better.
All right. Four, I have the Atlanta Falcons going Kyle Pitts. We didn't do any trades, so this could be a possible trade down scenario. But even if we were doing trades, I think the Falcons would kind of price themselves out of being able to move back. you know, I think they probably should move back because they're tight on cap and moving down the draft because number four has such a high cap hit. Moving back and accumulating more picks would allow them to kind of have a little bit more leniency under the with the salary. But, you know, take the best player available. My number two player in the draft, Kyle Pitts, a guy who can, you know, come in and join Julio Jones and Kelvin Ridley to have a deadly receiving core. And if the defense plays somewhat decent with, you know, young players like A.J. Terrell stepping up, you know, we could be looking at a team making one last final push for the playoffs in the Matt Ryan era.
Yeah, I agree with you, that pick. Kyle Pitts is really just a surefire pick. You can't really go wrong with drafting him. He's a great fit for any team. He can do so much. Just being a tight end, it's hard. We haven't seen many people like him being so versatile where they can play in the slot, they can play outside, they can play on the line, they can even play in the flex position, do some blocking in some situations. Just like, I don't think there hasn't, we haven't seen another tight end prospect like him. In passing up on him with the way that the Falcons want to go, we see they're not trying to rebuild right now. This is their last year, like you said, for them to get that one more push with Matt Ryan. And getting him another target would really help them out. Even though it's not really what they need, you can't tell me you go wrong with drafting a tight end like Kyle Pitts.
Yeah. Five, I have the Bengals going Ja'Marr Chase. Is it I did my mock draft predictive. So what I would have done here if I'm the GM, I mean, get generational talent, left tackle, Penei Sewell. But I think the Bengals are kind of under the mindset that they're set at tackle. They have Jonah Williams. They signed Riley Reiff. So I think they're just going to try and add to the receiving core. Tyler Boyd, one of the most underrated slots in the game. And you add Ja'Marr Chase and maybe like a guy like Auden Tate and T. Higgins with that. That's a deadly receiving core for a young quarterback who's trying to develop. Now, the only question is, will he have time to set his feet and throw? We'll see, but I think Ja'Marr Chase is heading to Cincy in the new uniforms.
Yeah, it has to be Penei Sewell. Like, it has to be. I think Burrow may have put on publicly, make maybe social media, whatever. Please, yeah, draft my friend Ja'Marr Chase. No. He wants that left tackle. Ja'Marr Chase isn't going to protect his blind side. We need Penei Sewell. He needs there. If he wants to play past 30 and be able to walk by the time he's 50, he needs a blindside tackle or even a right tackle. Just someone to be able to protect him. Way more important than weapons. Auden Tate, T. Higgins, Tyler Boyd. That's a pretty good wide receiving core. You don't need Ja'Marr Chase. What you need is an O-line.
Mm-hmm. All right, sixth, I have the Miami Dolphins going Jaylen Waddle. Excellent speed, excellent hands, very crisp and smooth routes. His athleticism jumps off the board. I think pairing him with his former college QB will help to develop. And, I mean, this could be Penei Sewell, but, again, I think Dolphins – I think they're set at tackle because obviously if they were at three, they wouldn't have moved down because they would have Penei Sewell drop right into their lap, would have been guaranteed. But now I think they have their mindset on receiver. Obviously they have Devontae Parker. They signed Will Fuller. But they're kind of missing that slot guy. And, you know, Will Fuller is injured a lot. So – having a guy like Jaylen Waddle be able to work underneath will help too a lot.
With this pick, I have him going Ja'Marr Chase receiver, you know. Mm-hmm. Tua needs weapons. Devontae Parker is a great receiver for them. He's been doing very well in the Dolphins organization. Will Fuller is going to help him out. But the problem I see with him, like you said, he gets injured a lot, but you also forget he takes drugs and those are illegal. So he usually hasn't really played a full season like ever. So, I mean, that may be a problem. And though Jaylen Waddle could play slot, which could help him out in the situation where Will Fuller is healthy, I just see Ja'Marr Chase being he's a better receiver than Waddle, and I feel that he can help him out more. Like, even you don't really need a slot with what Miami has right now. Well, let me rephrase that. You don't need a stronger spot. They have Gesicki. If they want to put someone across the middle, maybe on some slant, on some dig routes or something, they can put Gesicki there. Great tight end, top 10 tight end in the league. You can have him do the same stuff and maybe have a not-so-good slot, maybe get a one later on, maybe get Anthony Schwartz, someone like that.
Okay, the one I just like to, you know, contradict your point a little bit. I mean, I like if Ja'Marr Chase is there, obviously he's a clear cut number one receiver, but I think his fit with the Dolphins comes a little bit in question because what's the Ja'Marr Chase best part of his game? 50-50 balls and a deep threat. Tua, a lot of people have questioned his arm strength and his ability to throw it down the field. There might be some colliding heads there, you know. I don't think he'll, you know, the offense will mesh. Maybe if Fitz, you know, if Fitz was there, you know, it's a different story. But, you know, I just don't see Tua taking those shots down the field because, like, when there's someone right in Chase's hip pocket, so, you know, we'll see. But 7, I have the Lions changing the direction of the organization, going Penei Sewell. I think that if this is how the board's set up at 7, I could see a team like the Chargers or maybe possibly the Washington football team moving up to grab him. You know, as I mentioned earlier, generational left tackle, at least in my opinion and also in a lot of other people's opinions. And I couldn't tell you why he's dropping down boards because he's my third prospect in this class, and he is – he will be a very solid left tackle or an all-pro guard, wherever you want to put him, for the next 10 years for Lions or so.
I have been going a different route with Jaylen Waddle. Reason for this, they lost all of their wide receivers. This pissed me off, I'm going to be honest with the Lions. They had a great receiver in Kenny Golladay. They had a solid receiver. They just lost a great quarterback in Stafford. You would think to help out whatever quarterback they were thinking of getting at the time, whatever would happen, they with Jared Goff, that they would think, oh, maybe he's going to need a weapon. He's not good as Stafford was. Nope, they just let him go. And now they don't even have a wide receiving core, and Waddle's going to really fix that. Like, he's a playmaker. You get him in space, he can make people miss. He can get those yards and really like help out the offense. They got a lot of running backs. They have Hawkinson. A wide receiver would not hurt that offense, I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah, I agree with you there. 8, I have the Panthers going Rashawn Slater. I think he'll probably play tackle for the Panthers. Obviously, there's been some speculation of him moving to guard and possibly center, but the reality is he hasn't played a snap at guard or center. So even though he is an undersized tackle, I think he will still be very good for the Panthers and, you know, will be very important to the growth of Sam Darnold.
Yeah, I have Rashawn Slater going to the Panthers. I remember seeing Rashawn Slater saying he was the best tackle in this draft class. We all know that's wrong, but you got to have that playing tackle. You got to have that cockiness in you playing against edge rushers who are literally freak athletes. And with Taylor Morton on one side, and if they get Rashawn Slater on the other, that's a good pocket for Sam Darnold. He'll have that time that he did not have in New York. Make some plays and kind of show that he's a good quarterback and that the Jets were just a terrible organization and didn't really help him out at all.
Yeah, with the 9th pick in the draft, I have the Broncos selecting one of the two remaining quarterbacks on the board at this point, Trey Lance, quarterback from North Dakota State. Elway has a way with drafting the biggest guys with the biggest arm potential. I wouldn't say talent because they really haven't worked out, but, you know, Paxton Lynch, Brock Osweiler, big guys that can move. Trey Lance fits the bill, and I think his arm talent and his potential, I think he's the highest ceiling in the entire class, but he also has the lowest floor out of these first-round QBs. So we'll see how he develops. The one thing that kind of makes me nervous is, you know, Josh Allen. Like, a lot of people have been comparing him to Josh Allen. And, like, Josh Allen, when he came in the league, he had zero touch and no accuracy. So I'm not saying Lance doesn't have that, but there are some similarities, and it's very hard to develop accuracy, but most importantly, touch, and to have that finesse to be able to throw a deep ball and throw it over the middle in some situations. You need to be able to put a little touch under a pass, and that's just one thing I don't really see a lot in Trey Lance's game, and so that's kind of what kind of is a red flag for me.
I went the same pick, Trey Lance. Like, all right, John Elway thinks he's a great GM drafting all these quarterbacks, thinking, oh, I can draft good quarterbacks. No, you can't. Trey Lance, like you said, you took all the words from what I'm about to say. He has the lowest floor out of the five quarterbacks, but he has the highest ceiling. Quarterbacks who go into the NFL, if they have arm strength but lack accuracy, that's so difficult to really gain that accuracy. We don't really see quarterbacks who come in with just blazing arms, really strong arms, get that accuracy. The only one we've seen recently is Josh Allen. Accuracy is so important in the NFL. You see all these quarterbacks who are very accurate. I'd much rather have an accurate quarterback than a strong one. That's why Mac Jones is being perceived as a better quarterback than Trey Lance. And I believe he is. Because we see all this accuracy. We see his accuracy. Everyone would much rather have an accuracy. Because for him to develop, if he develops accuracy, he will be a great quarterback in the league. Like you said, he has the highest ceiling. Or his second highest ceiling. But he needs to develop accuracy, which is the hard part with drafting Trey Lance.
Okay, on to 10. This is my first surprise pick of the draft. I got a few of them, you know, little sleeper picks that I'm kind of guessing on. But I can definitely see this one happening. Number 10, I have the Dallas Cowboys selecting J.C. Horn, corner from South Carolina. I think the Cowboys organization will fall in love with his ability to be physical at the line of scrimmage and his ability to play man, similar to Pat Surtain. But I think there's a few organizations out there that have Horn ranked higher than Surtain. I think the Cowboys just might be one of them. I think he's a scheme fit across from Trevon Diggs. And I think that you know, he'll be solid. He's not the fastest guy, and he is a little handsy. So that could cause him some costly penalties. But I think it's a solid pick overall.
With this pick, I have them going Pat Surtain. Like you said, I feel like they're really gonna like Pat Surtain. He's also a very physical corner. Both of those, J.C. Horn and Pat Surtain, are very physical corners. But I feel he's better because playing at Alabama, he had to go against a lot of them, the tough receivers that he had to face. Just being more developed, playing better receivers, even though he did have a better defense, which though may not be perceived to really affect him, how much time the QB has to throw the ball, how much time if he had pressure throwing the ball. But Pat Surtain is the better pick here. I feel like he's going to be a better corner in the league and really, really put a lock on that Cowboys defense. Having Trevon Diggs, who played pretty well last year, not too bad, being where he was drafted, having those two corners will help rebuild that Dallas Cowboys defense.
With pick 11, I have the Giants going Devontae Smith, wide receiver, Alabama. And I think, you know, they have a lot of solid wide receivers. They just brought in Kenny Golladay. But I think the organization is going to want to continue to surround Danny Dimes with a lot of weapons. And you know, if he doesn't get the job done this year, whoever they get in the coming years will also be subject to a lot of surrounding talent. I think the defense is good right now. It's a top 10 defense, at least, maybe even top 7, top 6. But I think Devontae Smith, you know, you can't wait for a guy like Sterling Shepard to stay healthy and really develop. You know, so you get a guy who is 6'4" and Kenny Golladay, and then you get a guy that can work underneath, but is also a deep threat like Devontae Smith, and I think that's a good pairing for Daniel Jones' offense.
I can honestly see them going another wide receiver, which hurts me, but I'm doing the draft, which I think they should go, and they really need so, like, badly. They do not need another wide receiver. They have John Shepard. They have all the. They got Kenny Golladay. All these receivers, they don't need another one. What they need is alignment. They missed when they signed Nate Solder a couple years ago, and they wasted all the money on him. They just let go of Kevin Seidler, who went to the Ravens. They have no line. Andrew Thomas played pretty well last year, but still, we saw what happened to him against Hassan Reddick. He kind of got shown. Welcome to the NFL. Getting two young tackles is such a good thing in this league. Like, just imagine how good it is. Let's say in the span of 2 years, you draft two tackles in the first round, and both of them are all right. Tackles are so expensive in the NFL. Having both of them on rookie contracts, that gives you 3-4 years where you don't have to worry about protecting your quarterback's edge. Just giving you all that money and time to just think about other positions. Going to wide receiver when you've already paid John Ross and Kenny Golladay this year just doesn't make sense as a pick for the Giants.
Yeah, I mean, if I were them, I would probably lean towards Micah Parsons here. Or if Rashawn Slater fell, I would definitely pull the trigger on him. This is a pick not many are going to like. And, you know, I think a lot of people are, you know, I don't know. But 12, I have the Eagles going Justin Fields, quarterback, Ohio State. I mean, wow. So, first, let's just get it started. Moving down from 6 to 12, the one thing is you don't move down for a quarterback. But, you know, the organization hasn't come out, and they haven't expressed real interest in Jalen Hurts and, you know, confidence in Jalen Hurts in becoming a starter. They brought in Joe Flacco, and they call it a QB competition. I mean, I think – if you're the Eagles and you are not sold on your franchise quarterback that you got last year in the second round, if you are not sold on him, don't put yourself in the trap. You know, don't get yourself 2-3 years in with this guy, and then at the end of the fourth year, you have to pay him or let him go and then speculation. And don't waste his time. Justin Fields, if he drops you at 12, I think you have to take him. And I think they will. I wouldn't sleep on the Eagles taking a quarterback if one were to fall to them. It doesn't really make sense why they would move down from 6 to 12, but I think if Justin Fields is on the board, they take him. I think if any quarterback's on the board other than Mac Jones, they probably take him. But I think the fact that they're not confident in Jalen Hurts and they're going into full rebuild mode because they have nothing right now. I think this is the time to get your franchise quarterback. And if he doesn't hit and you have him on a rookie deal, you surround him with talent, he doesn't hit, you know, 5 years passes by. Now you're a contender when you get a potential quarterback. So I think it's a low risk, high reward potentially, because the Eagles aren't expected to do anything. I don't even know if people are expecting him to get 3 wins next year. That roster is so horrendous. So I think pulling the trigger on a guy like Justin Fields would not hurt at all.
All right, I'm going to be honest. That picture doesn't make sense to me. You trade away Carson Wentz with an all-right quarterback, if you don't believe in Jalen Hurts, why do you do that? Maybe you think, but
because Carson Wentz doesn't want to be there, and he's making more for like he's like making more money than we could even fathom. Like
that's true.
But so if you still, if he just led the league in interceptions, and he doesn't want to play for you, and you're not confident in him, and you fired the only guy in the organization that actually was behind him, I think you've got to move on. And then now with Jalen Hurts,
the only reason he didn't want to be there was because you put trust in his backup. Like, if you don't trust in his backup, why would you do that? Like, it just sometimes I'm gonna be honest. What's his name? Howie Roseman.
Howie Roseman.
Is that the GM? What's his name? I don't know. But anyways, he just hasn't been doing a good job. You're gonna go draft a quarterback again? Consecutive years, back to back? I don't know.
Well, let's put it this way. You know, the Cardinals drafted Josh Rosen. They witnessed him play a few games, just like we saw the Eagles witness Jalen Hurts play a few games. They weren't confident in him. They made it seem like they were confident in him, but they were not confident in him. Next thing you know, they have the number one pick. They go Kyler Murray. If there's a guy with talent on the board, you have to take him. Like, I'm a big believer in drafting best player available instead of need. Free agency is for needs. Draft is for best player available. And with a guy like Justin Fields, and the upside that he potentially has into becoming a, you know, Pro Bowl, All-Pro quarterback, I think 12 is very good value. And who else are they going to go? I think Pat Surtain here, maybe Micah Parsons. I mean, I think getting Justin Fields is way more valuable than either of them. So I think I would personally go to Justin Fields. I think if this is how the board's set up, I think the Eagles will pull the trigger.
Answer me this, though. If they want a quarterback so bad, why'd they trade down? They could have gotten Trey Lance, who maybe in this situation, maybe, but think about it. Two quarterbacks, one in the long haul, if you develop him, could be a great quarterback. Instead of getting just one who could be all right in Justin Fields, getting a great someone who could be great and having that other quarterback for if he sucks, I feel like that's just a smarter play. Trading, look.
Okay. You want to know why I think they traded down?
Right. Yeah.
At six, they were in prime position to A, get a QB, or B, get a guy like Ja'Marr Chase. I think this is going to sound real. This is going to be really dumb reasoning. The reason I think they traded down to 12 is because I think Howie Roseman thought he was outsmarting the league, and getting an extra first for moving down next year and potentially having three first-round picks next year, I think he thinks he's smarter than everybody, and now he's moving down. And I think if you get a guy like Justin Fields right now at 12, and then you have three first-round picks next year to surround him with talent and – you know, potentially trade away Jalen Hurts or Justin Fields, whoever, you know, you can have like a competition this year, whoever is better, you know, you trade the other one and you get assets that way. I think if Justin Fields is there at 12, I'm taking him. I'm handing the card the second, you know, the Giants pick. I think they traded down because Howie Roseman thinks he's smarter than everybody else. But in reality, we all know that's not true.
All right, let's be honest. We could argue about this all day, but at the end of the day, Howie Roseman's an idiot, and he's going to make an idiotic move.
For all I know, probably take, like, I don't know, Elijah Moore here instead of, like, Rashad Bateman or there.
Breaking news. They actually take Greg Newsom II for some
reason.
All right. For the Eagles pick, I've been going Devonta Smith. It surprises me how bad you can be at drafting receivers. You could honestly probably put a Madden player who just clicks scout player. Oh, he's a first round draft pick. Oh, I'm gonna draft him. And he could do better at drafting receivers. It hurts my eyes watching how many receivers they've drafted that just haven't been good for them. Nelson Agholor, we saw. We saw J.J. Arcega-Whiteside in the second round a year or two ago. We saw Jalen Reagor, who is all right, but at the pick, you could have gotten Justin Jefferson. Just it surprises me how badly you can draft and just miss constantly. It's like DeAndre Jordan taking a 3-pointer. Like it's oh my god.
Nice foul.
I mean, am I wrong? Getting Devonta Smith here would change that. They need a receiver who just can catch the ball, get open, do anything for whatever quarterback is back there. Just help out on Jalen Hurts or and just get open, please.
All right. 13 out of the Chargers going Christian Darrisaw, tackle Virginia Tech. He's got great size, great athleticism. And would be a key piece to the development of Justin Herbert building up the offensive line. They have Brian Bulaga on the right side. They signed Corey Linsley to the biggest center deal in the league. And it's just all to build up this line for a potential playoff contender next year.
Okay. For the Chargers, I've been going Caleb Farley, cornerback. Right now, their best corner is Chris Harris Jr. And with how the league is forming today, you have so many people, so many receivers that are so much faster than corners. Caleb Farley could really help out that Chargers defense. I'd say that too much. Oh my god. Oh, could you know about this? No. But he really could, is the funny part. Caleb Farley's speed, he will be able to maybe not outrun these receivers, but he'll be able to be maybe a step behind the Tyreek Hills, the Marquise Browns, the Marquise Goodwins, all these fast receivers that are just outrun quarterbacks that make them sit in those zones, make them just sit 10 yards back and 8 yards back and start playing like Richard Sherman. Just having someone who can take away one of the speed receivers allows you to be able to play man if you want to and just be able to go to defenses that you wouldn't be able to without having a fast quarterback, which are really hard to find some who can really keep up with these receivers who keep getting faster and faster somehow.
Yeah, 14, I have the Minnesota Vikings going Tevin Jenkins, surprisingly, tackle from Oklahoma State. They cut Riley Reiff. Tevin Jenkins will be able to fit into that right tackle spot. I think, you know, the Vikings were rumored to be in trade talks with the Ravens about Orlando Brown. But I think the fact that, you know, you never know who's going to be at the board on 14, maybe Darrisaw falls, you know. So I think a team like the Vikings or the Chargers couldn't pull a trigger on a deal like that because you never know what's going to be there at 14. So I think they get their tackle still in Tevin Jenkins.
I'm going to be honest, I see the same pick. Tevin Jenkins is a good pick right here. This is going to be close, most likely, unless Mike Zimmer coaches well, he's going to get fired. He said he didn't want to replace Kirk Cousins. He's on the hot seat. If I was on the hot seat, I wouldn't pick a QB, try and develop him in that 1 year and stay. He's going to try and make it to the playoffs with what he's got. Tevin Jenkins being at that tackle position is going to help out that offense really flourish. Even though there's a lot of holes in that defense that could really help out, getting that O-line set is going to really help out that offense. Because think about, like, Irv Smith Jr. is going to step up this year. I'm a firm believer in him because Rudolph left, they'll be able to utilize him more. And with Thielen and Jefferson, that offense is going to be deadly. Not forgetting Dalvin Cook. Just wait until this is going to be a great offense for this team. Can you still hear me? Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you. All right. 15, I have the Patriots with all the quarterbacks, all top-tier quarterbacks going off the board. I have the Patriots going Micah Parsons, linebacker. Penn State, I think his versatility will bring a lot to the table. So I think that the fact that, because of his versatility, I think Belichick will love that, and I think he'll be a really good fit for this Patriots defense.
Am I echoing for you?
No, you're good for the most part.
All right.